This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Are you ready? You want the noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
What?
The noise brought on you because here it comes.
This is my job.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
It's an excursion into the odd and into the very, very different.
Starring Bob Lutz.
Yeah, you heard me. Just make sure that the record button's working because all of this is going to make me look good.
Jeff Lutz.
That's a very generalized statement. I'm asking you to be more specific. Trust me on that. You're not believing me, and I know this stuff.
In real life, such ridiculous nonsense.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
All right, we're back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio, a Monday edition, a beautiful Monday outdoors here in early February.
Cold front's coming through.
When?
Like soon.
Why'd you have to be a downer?
Well, I just wanted everybody to be prepared.
Well, why'd you have to?
It's still very nice outside right now.
But why do you have to? You know, I'm talking about the beautiful weather, and here you are telling me it's going to not be beautiful.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Only 40 degrees tomorrow, but then back to 52 on Wednesday. 48, 51, 48, 40. It's going to get a little chilly, but it's winter time.
Okay.
Enjoy this, man.
Okay.
Don't give me the gloom and doom.
There's no gloom and doom.
When did that trade happen between the Lakers and the Mavs? I thought I dreamed it.
Late Saturday.
So I wake up, you know, I get up in the middle. We don't need to talk about all that, but.
Well, it's not then.
Well, you know, I don't want to talk about it.
I don't either.
Yeah, I have to get up occasionally. You know what I'm talking about.
Just go. Move on. Good grief.
There's nothing. You know what I'm going to miss more than anything?
I don't have time for this right now.
That just kind of tweaking you.
You're not tweaking me. You're getting on my nerves.
I'm so good at it. It's unbelievable. But anyway, you know.
Your point.
And I looked at my phone, and there's this Shams. What's his name?
Charney, I believe.
Yeah.
Sean,
I see something from him, and it's like, what? This has to be one of those fake things, right?
Everybody thought that.
Anthony Davis, come on. Don't give me that. That didn't really happen. And I kind of figured it out that it really did.
It really did. It really happened.
What time they make that trade? About 2 a.m.?
Yeah, it was pretty late. It was before or, you know, after I went to sleep.
That's crazy.
I think. It was. It's really strange.
And I played Wordle and went back to sleep.
You get the Wordle?
I'm so good at Wordle.
I got it in 2 yesterday, 3 today.
What's your percentage?
900.
No, really?
It's close to 90. Yours is better. I get it.
Mine's 98.
Congratulations.
Does that bother you at all?
What's your streak?
46, I believe.
No, it's not. You just missed like a week ago.
Why do you get angry? You asked me a question.
Well, I just want a real answer is all.
And I give you an answer.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
What's that say? What's that say?
Streak of 40. But you just talked a couple weeks ago about how you missed one. That was 9 weeks ago or 8 weeks ago or 7 weeks ago.
You can't even do
whatever
math.
The math is.
46. My all-time best streak is 78.
I have a streak of like 3 right now. I missed one the other day. It was hard. Utter. I missed utter.
I got utter.
Didn't get utter.
Well, you're not very good at Wordle.
I got it in 2 yesterday.
Yeah, but you miss more.
And 3 today.
Look at this. How many have you gotten in 2 guesses?
Well, I've played 223, and I've gotten 2 guesses in 9.
Well, that's not bad. 3 or fewer. 4 or fewer, I'm happy with. If it takes me 5 or 6, I'm not happy.
Yeah, I'm not. But 4 is even. I don't feel great about it. 4, I'll feel okay. 3, I've gotten 38 out of 223. That's pretty good. I'm on a streak of 5. My max is 30.
I feel good about it.
I'm not great at Wordle, but I'm getting better.
Well, I'm a lot better.
Look at that job I did today.
Well, that's an easy one.
Heck of an effort.
Took me 4 today.
Took a lot of people 4.
Anyway, what a trade. LeBron's got to get out of L.A. right now, doesn't he?
Why?
They're not going to win anything. They don't have anybody in it with any size.
Oh, they're going to trade for Miles Turner. I hope not, because they don't have anything we want. But they're going to get a big
Would
guy.
Would you take Austin Reeves for Miles Turner?
No, we don't need Austin Reeves. They don't have anything that we need. We need another center, so they don't have one.
Well, I don't know why you'd trade Austin or Miles Turner.
Because his contract's up, and we don't know what's going to happen. But we enjoy Miles. I don't know. I don't think the chances of winning necessarily went up or down for the Lakers this year.
Now, I promise you what I'm going to talk to you about right now is going to irritate you.
We're done with that?
Yeah. We can get back to it. But you know you hate this when I say this. What am I going to say?
You got a 90-inch TV
or
something?
What did I do last night?
Oh, you watched the Grammys.
See, you hate that.
It's just
Why
annoying.
Do you hate it?
Because you think it's something that it's not.
How many 70-year-old men are trying to keep up to date as much as possible?
But you're not, though. That's the problem. You're not going to listen to any of that music going forward.
No, but I want to know what's today's music look like. Who's doing it? I learned a lot last night.
I guess, but I don't see that as a music event.
Those two artists, people who performed. I mean, the talent's incredible.
Well, I understand, but none of them are new artists.
What do you mean they're not? They were up for new artists.
Yeah, they've all been out. Like Hootie and the Blowfish won Best New Artist on their 4th album or something.
Well, like, did you hear the one woman sing?
Chapel Roan?
She's good. But no, the one name.
Sia? I don't know. Who she's been around for a long time.
Sia's 71, for God's sake.
I forgot we were talking about new artists. I don't know who you're speaking of. I know that Kanye West's wife had an interesting thing going on. I know.
Well, they got kicked out before they even got in.
They did. I know Will Smith's son had a castle on his head. I mean, this isn't.
I can't stand Will Smith.
What did Will Smith do?
What do you mean, what did he do? Like,
you know, you're still not over
I don't like him. Ray. R-A-Y-E. And you know, when these people perform, I try to find out information about them.
Excellent.
I didn't know Chapel Roan was from a town of 6,000 over in southwest Missouri. That's amazing to me.
She's very talented.
You know the town?
Yeah.
What?
Willard,
Missouri. Springton. You don't have a clue. And Ray just was amazing.
Ottawa.
She's from
Ontario.
England. And I like Shaboozy.
No, you don't.
I do.
No,
I do like it.
No, you don't.
I do.
You wouldn't if you. All of his songs sound. I was on that for a second, too, after he was on SNL. Oh, this guy sounds pretty good. Nah.
I like him.
No, he should pass
on
him.
I like Teddy Swims.
Okay. Teddy Swims is becoming too commercial. His early stuff was better. Next.
You don't have a clue.
Yes, I do.
You don't listen to music. You don't listen to these people.
I've heard all of them. And I do listen to a lot of music.
I go by can they sing or not. And do I like their song?
Okay.
And I like his song.
What's the song he has out now?
I don't remember, but he's good.
Well, go back 5-6 years, listen to his album. They're even better.
Well, you hadn't been around that long.
Yes, he has.
Did you know that Sabrina Carpenter's aunt is the voice of Bart Simpson?
Nancy Cartwright?
Right.
Yes, of course.
You didn't know that.
Of course I knew that.
Because I tell you things.
Of course I knew that.
Because I learned about things.
Okay.
I have a thirst for it.
Good.
You don't. You just sit on your, you know.
Well, I don't necessarily care to learn about a 21-year-old pop star. That's not.
I wanted to know where she's from.
Really in my wheelhouse. I watched Sabrina Carpenter on Girl Meets World when I watched it with the youngster.
Fine. I wanted to know a little bit more about her. I always am prone for that. I like that.
Fine. Have at it. Enjoy it.
That's why we enjoy the Grammys.
We?
My wife loves the Grammys.
She does. Okay.
Yes. Ask her.
I will.
Ask her.
I will. In a private moment.
Good. Now, you can ask her all you want.
I will.
One of our first dates, actually our second date, was right here to watch the Grammys back in 2009.
Amazing.
We watched them for a while and then...
Fell asleep. I get it.
You're going to miss me, man. What are you going to do? What? How are you going to get this anywhere else?
I don't know.
This berating and
I can't live without it.
Well, you know you love it.
I do.
You've been here 9 years.
That's fine.
Nobody's told you have to stay.
Nobody's told me I had to leave either. That's disconcerting.
Have people often told you you need to leave?
Never. Not once. You? Several times.
I've never even had a serious reprimand that I'm aware of.
That's good.
Let me think about that for a minute. No?
Nothing on your file?
I've never really thought about, oh man, could I lose my job over these many years? What?
That's just, I don't know. I have once, and I did.
Well, sure you did. You were malfeasance.
Yeah, I like being malfeasant. Is that a word?
Why did you lose that job?
You remember.
I don't really remember.
You don't?
No.
Aaron?
Huh?
Aaron?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you remember.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well,
Best thing she's ever done.
She was watching out for you.
She was, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me. So good
for you. Things work out eventually.
Yeah.
That's one thing we've noticed over the many years that we've been doing this show.
I like it.
What else? KU absolutely blew it. They were up 19 at halftime against Baylor.
Right.
And that lead was gone almost before you could get your TV back.
And then they built a double-digit lead back up, and you thought, okay, well, Baylor's probably out of gas. They spent a lot of energy. Well, not a ton, but...
There is no question that Bill Self is catching the most heat he's ever caught.
No question.
As KU's basketball coach. Ever. I mean, there's people using the four-letter word that starts with F about him.
Really? Man,
you haven't seen that?
Short memories these people have.
You haven't seen that?
No, I don't.
There's a few. I mean, it's not like pervasive, but there's been. We got to get rid of him. He's playing he's too loyal to the. God. I mean, the problem with KU is the problem is what? What is the problem with so many teams? They dip into this transfer portal. They bring in all these players who were good in other programs, and then they can't figure out how to make it work. All the way in a year.
Are we going to have our friend CJ Moore on the show this week?
Mm,
Because I'm interested in his thoughts about that, because Auburn did it, and they're the best team in the country. What makes it work? Is it just luck?
You got to have the right guys.
But how do you know when you have the right guys?
I don't know. It's recruitment. It's judging not only character, but can players mesh? Is A.J. Storr a guy that at Wisconsin was the go-to guy? Can he come to Kansas and be one of the guys?
Well, usually I would imagine Bill Self, the game has changed a lot, but I imagine he looks at his most successful teams, even the national championship team of a few years ago, and says, who can I get in the transfer portal that can replicate what this guy did or be close to?
Well, I don't know how he looks at it.
I would have to imagine.
Well, I don't know. I don't imagine.
I don't think he's just picking and choosing out there. I assume there's some
level of... Well,
you went
and got a bunch of guys who were really good players in their programs. And
right.
Then you're going to bring them all to the same place and say, you're not going to get the minutes here. Your stats aren't going to look the same. But I want you to buy in on our opportunity to win a national title. And unfortunately, there are kids out there who may say, yeah, I'm all for it. And then they get into the meat of it. Wait a minute, I'm playing 17 minutes? Whoa, this isn't what I signed up for.
It was, though.
And if that's, they may have said it at the time.
Right. If you're going to be a team guy and you're going to sacrifice and we need you to win a national championship to fill a role, and I might be playing 15 minutes, I might be playing 35, then yeah, that very much is what they signed up for. They just maybe should have thought about it a little more before they signed up for it.
So the other day, Griffin gets 22 minutes. Storr gets 6 minutes. 6 minutes.
Not a lot.
That's not very many, right?
Not at all.
Coit, who we thought was going to be kind of their assassin, their shooter.
We did?
Yeah.
Out of Northern Illinois?
That's what he was. That's what he was brought here to do. He's not had a good year. He played 20 minutes. Rylan Griffin, who had a really good game previously, did okay, played 22 minutes. Shaquille Moore got the start, played 10 minutes. They used Dickinson, Harris, Mayo, and Adams. Those were the guys who got the 30 minutes.
Those are their guys. And some people are unhappy that those are their guys.
A lot of people are unhappy.
Yeah, and as they should be. Not to the level of we're going to cuss and do ridiculous things on social media, but, you know, you can voice your displeasure because KU has a standard that they haven't necessarily lived up to over the past year and a half, or at least the last year or so.
We like KJ Adams, but you better, I don't know. I'm not going to worry about it. Meanwhile, K-State goes up to Ames and just throttles.
Tried to tell you guys.
You didn't. Let's see who you picked there.
K-State. For eight, I think, didn't
for
I?
Six. Duda picked him for eight. He did miss that one.
Yeah, he picked Iowa State for eight. Because
right.
He fell into the trap that I set for him, and I do appreciate that.
Well, I thought, no way you thought that game would be what it was.
Oh, of course I did.
No, you didn't. You never once said that.
K-State's going to go up there and win. I believe
you
were my exact words.
You never once said
watch
that.
For it, maybe even be by about 20.
No, you didn't say it. You're not that astute. You don't have that.
Yeah, because a lot of people said K-State's going to win by 20 or 19 or whatever.
No, but you didn't even say they were going to win. You didn't say
they were going to win.
Threat to win. You didn't say that they were going to go up there and play well. Yeah, with 13 and a half points.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
You picked them, what?
They were never going to lose that game by 14, 15. I mean, it's never going to happen.
And then Texas Tech goes into Houston and wins. And what we thought we knew about the Big 12 has kind of put on its ear, at least momentarily.
Two teams that never lose at home, losing at home.
And this is what happens in February basketball across the country. Only Auburn seems to be immune to it.
Yeah, they're just incredible. Who'd they lose to? Was it Duke earlier in the year?
I'd have to look. Right now, tell me the two teams tied at the top of the Big 12.
Yeah, I have no clue. Well,
take a wild, take a guess.
Texas Tech and Baylor.
What an absolute joke. I mean, that's just awful.
You know, I don't know.
Texas Tech is 8-2. They're in third. But the two teams tied at the top are Houston. You never guess the other one.
Northwestern.
Arizona.
No, why wouldn't I guess them?
Because nobody's really talked about them.
They were under the radar.
They played pretty poorly at the start of the year. Remember, they lost 4 out of 5 games in a stretch there in November, and nobody talked about them. But here they are. They've won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 of their last 12. Only a loss at Texas Tech. So here they come.
Arizona's very good. We knew that. And finally they're starting to show it. That guy, their coach, you know the guy who came from Gonzaga as an assistant.
Right.
That
right.
guy, pretty good coach.
You don't know him. Name his name.
Mark Few. Mark Moore. Jeff Moore.
Here's what, there's no one who knows less about
Judd Hirsch. No, that's their.
No one. All right.
What is his
name? When we come back, we'll visit with our friend Steve Martin and Martin Short. No, not really.
You wish.
Steve Martin, the football coach at Wichita Northwest. Well, we need to play that Steve Martin, Martin Short interview sometime, don't we? I had a very good friend of mine who used the following words to talk about that interview. I hate to say this, but you really held your own.
Oh, my God. Did you dream that, too?
No. I'll tell you who it was.
Please don't.
Not now. Off the air. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All
comes from hanging on too tight. I believe this is Pink. All right, we're back.
Hold on a second, man.
Here is here's Steve Martin, the football coach at Northwest. Jeff playing some introductory music for him.
That's my man Jay Uso.
I'm eating in the background.
Turn it off.
All right, turn it off now, please.
Oh, God, Bob, you're not any fun, man. That was a great intro.
So we know you watched the Royal Rumble on Saturday evening, as we did, with a gathering here at our house.
Of course.
How'd you get into professional wrestling?
Well, I as a kid, that was my way of getting to stay up on Saturday night main events, watching it with my dad. So, you know, there's a little sentimental value there, and it's one thing that with my boys, and, you know, I even tried to get my girls into it and had some success until recently as they grew up and realized that this is a male soap opera, and my girls quit watching it. But, you know, my youngest boy still watches it with me. So it's just, you know, growing up, that was a special deal when Dad would let me stay up late on Saturday night, so I got to watch Saturday night main event.
I love it. After, you know, about 35 years of watching this, I don't have many visceral reactions. It's pretty predictable most of the time, which is good and bad, usually good. But when Jey Uso won the Rumble, I said yes, and I was very happy. How'd you feel about it?
No, it was good. It was my Facebook post. I said yeet about five times, and if you know, you know, because I know probably 99% of my Facebook followers probably have no idea what that means. So, but no, it's happy, man. You know, it's just kind of like in life. You see a good guy that's worked hard throughout the business and whatever corporate world, he finally got his shot, and it's good to see them rewarding someone that's really worked hard, and, you know, the fans and the people love him. So it was awesome.
Steve Martin, our guest, the football coach at Northwest High School. It's not football season, but we always have enjoyed talking with Coach Martin, and happy to have him on today. So I don't want to get you in any trouble because you are an employee of 259, but we had Joe Auer on previously, and he's kind of being forced to leave because of the policies that are in 259 after 30 years, kind of say to you, if you want to make the kind of money you should want to make, you need to retire from 259 and maybe go somewhere else and get paid extra. I guess I see the value in that in some cases, but here you've got a guy like Joe Auer who is making a huge difference at a school with a lot of kids who need a male role model to make a huge difference. It just it's bugged me since I heard about it. Should it?
I think so, because Bob, you care about the community, you know, and you know that's what you guys do with League 42 and all that stuff. You know, you guys are about giving back, and you know, I got to know Joe on a personal level and have a great friendship with Joe. You know, big games, it never surprised me when Joe sends me a good luck text. You know, because of the relationships I have with Joe when I was able to work at Heights and stuff like that. So, you know, for Joe, you know, just a remarkable man that, you know, is about helping kids and using the sport of basketball and previously baseball, you know, to teach life lessons. And, you know, what he got about that was he's won a lot of basketball and baseball games through those sports because of his love for the game and showing kids the right way to do things. And, you know, if you go look at a lot of Coach Auer's kids, they're successful in life, you know, and, you know, that's something that, you know, I was very fortunate at the time when I was at Heights. I was 27 years old when I started there, that I got to see some things, you know, that coach did to help kids and guide kids in the right way. And so, you know, I don't think I can get in trouble by 259 is that we need all the role models our kids can have right now. And, you know, I don't want to use the word pushed out because, you know, kind of that's kind of the lay of the land with how our retirement system and stuff works. But is it right or wrong? I don't know. I just know that it's going to be very, very hard for this community to replace a guy like Coach Auer. He is a great man. He's a ethical man that, you know, does a lot of great things for kids, and he's very intense, and, you know, he's just a good role model for kids. And anytime you got a guy that is going to retire and not work with our youth in our community, it's definitely a blow, and it will be felt over on the north side of town.
How do you feel like, as a high school coach, that high school coaches are perceived? If you play high school sports at a pretty high level, there's a chance that you're playing on a summer baseball team or youth football growing up outside of the Greater Wichita Athletic League, or you're doing private lessons. There's so many coaches, and they're all very valuable. Where do high school coaches stand? Do you think they get the credit that they deserve?
Probably not. You know, I think it's probably the easiest level to really criticize, you know, and not see really some of the people's passion of why, number one, they are around the game and why they continue to do it, maybe even without having the success on the scoreboard. But, you know, those are the things, like, I know I appreciate at Northwest when I hear from former students, or, you know, I'll be out in the community and someone will say, "Coach Martin, how are you?" You know, and then I got to go through a Rolodex of about 1,000 names that I've been able to coach. And, you know, it's hard. That's a hard answer, Bob, because I think what I do for my kids, I think I'm appreciative. I think people appreciate what I try to do for their kids. But, you know, it's a thankless job. And you know that when you get in it. You know, none of us take a high school job because we want to see our name in the paper and get heralded. You know, if you're getting in to coach high school football to pat yourself on the back, man, you have chosen the wrong career path, because it's, especially here in Wichita, it's got to be greater than that. It's got to be helping these kids and molding them and guiding them to have a successful life and hopefully come back one day and bring back to the community. So, I mean, that's really what, you know, we're really focused on, you know, and it's just, I think when you really focus on that and the relationships, I think the scoreboard takes care of itself. And that's what I think Coach Auer's done.
Good stuff. Wichita Northwest football coach Steve Martin is our guest. So you've been around youth sports, as I have now, for a while. I'm hearing more and more rumblings of, man, our officiating situation, if it's not in crisis mode, it's close. It doesn't seem like as many people want to officiate, and for reasons I think we can guess. What can be done about behavior? What can be done about this very slippery slope that really threatens youth sports in a lot of ways?
Yeah, I don't have the right answer for that. You know, it's, you know, putting myself into their shoes, it's a tough job. It's a objective job, you know, to where it is. That is truly a thankless job, because very rarely do they get thanked for what they do. But, you know, I think there's a little bit give and take with that, you know, on our end, especially in high school, because, you know, we have a lot invested in our kids and our program and our sport, you know. And so you feel like you have personal objectives in front of your brain, whereas, you know, where you're really considered, like, you feel like you might be getting the raw end of the deal, or they don't see it that way. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think when you can take a deep breath and step back from the issue, it's like, we're all human. We're all going to make mistakes, and people need to be able to accept that, because it's human nature. It's, you know, I've never felt like we were singled out and we got maybe a couple of questionable calls because this is where we're at. You know, we know there's a shortage. I mean, we've heard at Northwest, we've talked to very good officiating crews, you know, and they're not really too dishonest about talking about, they don't like to do certain leagues or certain games because of how they're treated. And so when you hear that from a person, you know, you kind of step back and go, man, that's not good for us, you know. And so, you know, at the end of the day, I think people got to realize that we're all human. It's, you know I make mistakes every day of my life, and I continue will till the day I die. And I think when you can sit back and realize that, You know, I think it'll be better. But it's hard, though. You know, it's hard as a parent if or a coach at that level to see if things are going maybe not your kid's way and some things aren't getting being done. I get the human emotion to it. And I think that's why sports are so powerful in our economic statuses of where we're at and how people view, you know, sporting activities and sporting events. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's a tough job. I know I would not want to be official. And, you know, this year specifically, you know, we always tried to tell those guys thank you. And, you know, we've had to make conscious efforts not to question things so much. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know the amount of hours that goes into preparation from an athlete standpoint, and you just want your kids to have a fair shot. And so if you feel a different way, I can understand why people get upset, you know. And it's just, I don't know, Bob, I don't have the best answer for it. I really don't. I don't know how to solve it.
Well, yeah, I think you're one of the kindest people to officials, Coach, so we don't worry about you.
There's times where I should shut up and quit being an idiot. I know that. But, you know, but the level,
I was,
you know,
more talking about the yeah, I was more talking, you know, about the parental effect here.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, our kids this morning, they were working out at 6 a.m. You just, you know, there's a lot of investment in our program. And when you feel like maybe you're getting slighted, I understand why people react the way they do at times. But it's not fair. But I understand the human element out of it. It's like, I just don't know if it'll ever be cured. I remember sitting in the stands when I was a little kid at Andale, whether it was a football game or a basketball game. And I remember people yelling at officials. I don't know if I've ever been to any sporting event where I haven't heard anybody criticize or have something to say about an official. And so I know they're just, thank God they can have, a lot of them can have thick skin, and, you know, a lot of them are getting older, and I just don't see a lot of youth wanting to be criticized, you know, basically, I think those guys basically officiate for free. You know, I know there's not a lot of money in the game. So I think.
All right. Well, I've always appreciated your candor and for your willingness to come on and talk Northwest football and wrestling and whatever silly topic we bring up. Thank you. And we'll be watching your team perform next fall.
Well, we appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, guys. Take care.
All right.
Thank you.
Steve Martin, the football coach at Wichita Northwest. All right. What do we got? Anything? What do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about? What's on your mind?
What do you mean, what's on my mind?
What's going on in your world?
You know exactly what's going on in my world.
Tell me all about it.
I'd rather not.
Read all about it.
Someday, maybe.
Say on the street corner.
Newspapers. Yeah.
Extra, extra.
Read all about it.
Read all about it.
But,
you know, I've hawked newspapers.
Nobody said that, though.
We used to, we did special sections. I can't even remember all the details, but they'd send out a contingent of people to sell newspapers at intersections.
Right.
I did that a few times.
Okay.
Well, isn't that interesting?
I was going for a joke, but I couldn't.
Well, no, go for
immediately
it.
Think of
Let's
one.
Hear it. Let's hear
I don't
it.
Have one.
Why didn't somebody hit you? Is that
no, I wasn't going to go that dark.
Really?
Yeah, maybe like a water gun squirt or something.
That's what you thought?
No, of course not. Said I wasn't going to go that dark.
That was back in the day.
And that wouldn't be funny either.
You know, you get to the end of things and you start to think about things.
The end of what?
Well, my journalism career. Does this count as journalism?
No. I said from the beginning.
Did you speak to Joanna Chadwick's class?
What do you mean?
I thought I saw something that made me think you did.
No, I did not.
Have you been invited to?
Of course not.
I was invited to, and I said, I don't think, I think the time has come for me to not do that anymore.
Really? Interesting. Well, so I have to find some other old guy to teach kids about new media.
Well, I was good at it. I am good at that. Maybe I'll change my mind on that now that I don't have radio.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. That's
the beauty. I can go down there and talk to the kids.
Sure.
The reason I like it is because I'm old school journalism.
As am I, for the most part.
And I don't know that they... Well, Joanna is, too, to a degree. Probably close to as much as I am, but I'm really old school. Like, in all facets.
I understand.
Ask me a question about old school. I'll give you an
what
answer.
What was it like when they invented the printing press?
No, be serious for a minute. Try to.
I don't want to be serious. Why don't you just tell me something?
No, I want
Why
you
does
to.
Why do I have to ask you a question?
I want you to engage.
I did. I'm listening.
Ask me a question.
You tell me something.
I was always completely down the middle.
When's the first time you were able to have wire access?
Well, from the very first time I worked there.
Where did you get
we
it
had
from?
Had an AP wire, and it churned out all this.
Was
stuff.
It fat printing printer?
Yes. Don't you remember?
No. My wire was electronic.
Well, ours became that, but we had two machines, one AP and one UPI, back when I started. United Press International.
I understand.
Was still a thing. And, boy, it was fascinating just to go over there and you couldn't help but stop and read. It unbelievable. There was so much that was cool.
That's wasting a lot of paper, though.
Early years at the Eagle, that I just I can't tell you how lucky I was.
One of my,
I liked that. I liked having that machine going, day and night. And then we had a copy desk that did all the editing and headline writing and page layout. And we had this machine, this thing. We'd put something in and it would go up. What do you call those things? It would take it down to the composing room.
Okay.
Where they would take it out of the little folder we'd put it in.
Like an assembly line type thing.
Yeah, but it had a name.
I know.
And that's we put all the stuff in there. You write a headline, you send it down, you tell them what font and type you want, and they take care of all that. I can't believe we did all that.
It kind of doesn't make a lot of sense. That's an unbelievable operation where everybody has to be very precise and it's a lot of communication. And
well, you got your newsroom. You got, first of all, you have, you know, it just takes incredible organization.
Right.
And just fun. It was always amazing to me that you get up in the morning, you got a paper on your doorstep. All across America. Everybody's doing that.
Happened everywhere.
Incredible.
Not so much anymore.
No, it's not happening anymore.
Yeah, my favorite was going down and getting the Sunday paper.
Where'd you go get it?
On the driveway.
I let you go get it?
Yeah, you let me. You made me.
I did?
9 degrees outside. Go get the paper.
That's good parenting.
Of course
it is. I know you don't think it is now.
Why?
But that's getting you trained.
To do what?
I don't know. I didn't know. Maybe you were going to... I don't know what you were going to do. Maybe you were going to become a...
Well, I always took the sections I wanted first.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, that's because I read all the sections.
Well, I read most of the sections, but not the sections I wanted first. I read them first.
We had, obviously, an A section, the front page. Then we had the local state section. Then we had the sports section. Then we had the business section. Then we had the lifestyle section.
Living, yeah.
And you had all this in one paper.
The living section on Sunday was just fantastic. Then you had the little parade magazine thrown in there. It's just beautiful. What a day.
And then you have all this in one delivery.
Yeah. Wrapped up nicely in a plastic bag.
Now the Sunday paper, I hear, costs $9.
No, it doesn't.
That's what I hear.
There's no way.
You go into Quick Trip, you're there, maybe $9.99.
What? That's bizarre.
Doesn't make any sense.
Why would anyone?
Okay. I just said it doesn't make any sense.
No, it makes no sense. And if that's right, that's crazy. On a lot of different levels.
Just confirmation, Jesse Newell will join us tomorrow, but seems a little perturbed that we reached out on Super Bowl week. I said, any time for tomorrow at 2:40? He said, yes, but it's the last time ever.
What? Get it?
He knows where our show's over. Come on.
We already have a guest at 2:40.
5:40.
Yeah, we already have a guest then.
Who?
Kyle Lindstedt.
Let's get him at 3. I mean at 5. At 6. See why this doesn't work?
We have,
to be disciplined.
Yeah, you're not very good at it.
Get Kyle at 6 tomorrow.
I'll try.
And we've just confirmed Brandon Clark for 6:20 tomorrow. So we've got Brent Chemnitz, Jesse Newell, Kyle Lindstedt, and Brandon Clark on tomorrow's show.
Loaded. Just absolutely loaded
show.
Well,
that's a who's who.
It really is. I can't wait to talk to those folks.
Brandon, apparently not aware that it is our last week, says, yeah, I'll come on, but what are we going to talk about? What should I say to the young man?
It's our last week of shows, and we want to have you on one last time.
Well, that's what I'll...
We can talk about anything.
That's what I'll text him back with.
I would assume so.
So there you go. Then Wednesday, Thursday, and then the four-hour extravaganza.
Grand finale.
On Friday from 2 to 6, live. Not that we're not live now.
Oh, we're as live can be.
All right, Max Power back in the studio. Thank you, as always. We'll be back here tomorrow with a big show. We hope you'll join us. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, which my asthma acts up. I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.